Blog Talk Radio.
Vision. I said my deep in a vision.
Shalom, 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 family. Scattered through the four corners, this is your brother Seth. This is Five Smooth Stones. Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. Just want to say hello, shalom, peace to all my brothers and sisters. Tonight we have a very exciting program. As always, if it ain't exciting, I don't have anything to do with it. but welcome to another exciting episode on blogtalkradio.com. And we are at, after you type in the .com/5_smooth_stones. Five smooth stones. That's for those of you with your cell phone going about your way that have tuned in. Tonight, we normally try to have a guest on every single Tuesday night. I'm having some trouble with brothers to keep into their commitment. I guess I ain't popular enough. I guess if I had one of those shows where I had millions of listeners, all of a sudden people would be running to me. But I'm doing pretty good for someone that's been on this only 3 weeks. So I hear that anyway. I talk with the producers of the actual people that produce Blog Talk about how I was doing. They thought I was doing really well. So I guess we just have to not be so greedy and just go where we get invitations and be concerned about people's welfare, our brothers and sisters' welfare and spiritual state more so than how popular you're going to get. So anyway, keep having people know. And I know that's what all of it is because it's just how I look at one person. One person tuned in, transformed, highly excited, can change a nation. Just look at Mahatma Gandhi. Just look at Martin Luther King Jr. Just look at all of the, just so many people I could name, but those are the popular ones everybody knows, so I stick with those safe names. Folks, never underestimate the power of truth. Never underestimate yourself and what happened when you listen and you get a hold of truth. I've seen people do some amazing things with just correct, true information. Christ said it like this: man shall live by every word. Live means to truly flourish. Man shall live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Most High. If the Most High is saying it, we need every word. And every word is going to make us live as though we're gods. You know how Christ said, ye are gods, and ye almost got stoned for that? He went on to talk about how David even said, we are gods. Okay? So, yes, we was commanded by the Most High to imitate him. Imitate him. He said, be ye followers of God as dear children, or be ye followers of Elohim as dear children. So I don't underestimate any audience or any speaker or any person. My goal in doing these blogs is just to get the truth out, the truth to have made me free. Obviously, I ain't free in every single area of my life. I have struggles like everybody else. But the areas where I have been blessed immensely, the areas where I have seen fruit in my life, the areas where nobody can take away the things that I've learned and experienced because it already happened. And those things is what I try to share. I don't share things that my struggles. I don't share in areas where I struggle. I figure if you don't have the victory in the area, don't talk about it because you can only mislead people because you don't quite see the truth yet in that area. That's my belief on that. You may have a different belief. Some people believe just teach everything and we all try to follow the Most High. But I do feel like if you struggle in a particular area and you don't have fruit in that area, you're probably deceiving that area and can't be trusted in that particular area. That's how I believe. Anyway, another episode of Blog Talk Radio where we're talking about the uniting or the federation of International Israelites. This is the show name, the Federation of International Israelites. This is where we try to unite the family, the Israelite family that's scattered through the four corners. Thank the Most High for revealing the sacred truth that Israel has been rediscovered by way of the scriptures. There is no way to know you are a Jew or Israelite except you use the scriptures. Following DNA could be political, and we can change that and twist that to mean whatever we want. Okay, it's just that simple. You cannot trust DNA evidence of you being Israel. Neither can you trust somebody saying, like the traditional definition of a Jew today, which is anyone that is born to a Jewish mother. That's the traditional Jew, the traditional answer, the most popular answer right now if you ask someone to call themselves a Jew. How do you know you are a Jew? They will say to you, because I was born to a Jewish mother. Only question I have is, how does she know she's a Jew? So a lot of this is being, it's just nothing more than twisting the scripture. You're talking about somebody twisting scripture. Now, that's a twist of scripture, because in the Bible, it always went by the man's heritage. It always went by the heritage of the male. You look in the begats. What do you see? Males. When did it turn to the women? Boy, I tell you. Anyway, I don't want to get off on that. That is not the purpose of this blog. And much love and respect to the so-called Jewish people. I think that is the most twisting of scripture I've ever heard. Anyway, we know who the true Israelites are because Moses in Deuteronomy 28:46 says, speaking of the blessings of the curses, he says, and they, the blessings of the curses, and they, speaking of the blessings and the curses, and they, speaking of the blessings and the curses, and they shall be upon thee, Israel, for a sign and a wonder, and unto thy seed forever. One more time. And they shall be upon thee for a sign, S-I-G-N, sign, and a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. So if one want to know who is a real Jew or a real Israelite, we know what to do. Look for those specific blessings, or look for those specific cursings, and look for those to be upon not individuals, but on a nation. This is something that is going to be upon a nation if they obey the blessings, and a nation if they disobey the cursings. This is how we know Israel. I don't want to spend much time proving we Israel tonight, because I want to talk to those of us that already have moved past that. We know we're Israelite. We know we're scattered. We don't believe all black people is Israelites. We don't believe that. Those, any nation, any group of people that have lived out Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26 and all the other scriptures, all the prophecies, if they don't fit you as a people, we don't acknowledge you as Israel. If they do fit you as a people, however you look, whatever color your skin is, you are our brothers and sisters. If you can wear those scriptures, the reason why we don't acknowledge the people in Israel, because we do not believe, according to history, that they wear those scriptures. It's just that simple. How are you doing tonight, listening? How are you doing tonight? How was your day? Did you get a chance to please the Most High? Was it a day like some of us where you struggled? Did your flesh get the best of you today? Or did your spirit rise up and rule your life today? Tomorrow, will you regret the things you did today? Or will you be joyful that you was able to allow your spirit to take control of your life? How was your day? Well, if you was defeated today, that's okay. It ain't okay, but what we can do is just hopefully tonight, encourage your heart, encourage your mind, encourage your spirit, just strengthen you, in other words, to where tomorrow we'll be able to have a better shot at maintaining a spirit-filled life. Okay? Again, my brother Seth, the host is 5 Smooth Stones. five smooth stones. And what we do here on Tuesday nights, we talk about the uniting of the international Israelites. We try to invite guests on from all over the world. I'm not going to give up on that, even though a lot of these people in the city of Israel keep flaking out on me. I just refuse to believe that that's everybody. I've had some wonderful interviews so far with the brother from Israel named Amaniel Ben Eliezer. I talked with Dawid Maccabees in Sweden. And then we had one of the Limba people, Cephas Solomon, just constantly dropped the ball 2 weeks in a row. So obviously I'm a forgiving person. I'm going to keep reaching out to Israel scattered throughout the four corners because I know she is out there. I know I've already met and talked to many Israelites. I just got to sit down and find contacts and just reconnect. So we're going to keep on trying. I thought it would be a lot easier than this, but that's okay. I'm in it for the long haul. We won't get discouraged. But tonight, I want to address the Israelite family worldwide and encourage them to be mature in their walk with the Most High. You know, I think as anybody, any organization, any group, any family, whatever you want to call, we are a family. But in any family, you always have those that is just in it for namesake. And I think a lot of us are really not being true to the laws we know. We know how to obey the Most High. We're not dumb. But a lot of us is really misbehaving. Yes, we like the Israelites. We really get off on talking about the Shabbat, and we really like things like, the feast days. I mean, we really get religious with this. If the Most High is not the center of it all, if you're not seeking Yahweh in every single act that you do, you're just religious. You are just religious. Just like when I said Yahweh, coming Yahweh saying, well, you should have said Yahweh. That's what I'm talking about. You know, the various names of the Most High, you know who I'm talking about. I don't know why we get so offended that you don't call somebody by the name you just learned last week, knowing next week you're probably going to change it and learn another name. It ain't so much what you call him, it's how you live. That's the truth. That's you really calling on his name, your lifestyle. Your lifestyle is really the name. If you look at up the word N-A-M-E, name, in the concordance, and get the Hebrew definition of the word name, it means character and authority. That's what the word name means. It's not what you say out of your mouth when you're trying to get someone's attention. My name is Seth, S-E-T-H, like Adam and Eve's third son. Now, people call me Seth, Self, all kind of stuff. I answer to it because I know exactly who they're talking to because they're looking at me. They're positioning their body towards me. Sometimes their hand is beckoning to me. The Most High is looking at your actions. Who are you beckoning to? Who are you calling? Not so much whether or not you get the Yahweh right, or the Yahweh, or whatever y'all want to say. All kind of names I can just, I'm being facetious a little bit here for comedy's sake, but I'm just saying it's really not as much as y'all painting it out to be. If your life is pleasing to him, I guarantee you the Most High is going to wink, as he says in the scriptures, at our ignorance with what specific tag we put on him when we look up at the heavens. So this is what I mean by tonight. I want to encourage us to walk with him more. You know, so what you know the name to the Most High. You should do that, but more importantly, do your life represent his character, my friend? Are you walking in his authority, my friend? Are you seeking your own righteousness by what you're calling and how good you keep the Shabbat? Or are you trusting in the righteousness that comes through a lamb killed? And if you don't believe in the Messiah, we really have a trouble. We really have a problem because hopefully you're killing a lamb somewhere else. If not, my friend, you are yet in your sins. You have got to trust. We are justified by faith all by itself, and that faith is a gift. That faith is given from the Most High. But we're justified all alone by faith. Now that we're made righteous by faith through the Most High, through the Lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. I'm talking about the Son of the Most. I'm talking about Emmanuel. I'm talking about what people call Jesus Christ. And y'all know they ain't calling on no Greco-Roman. You know your old grandmother and your great-great-grandmother, when they said Jesus Christ, that lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth. Yes, I understand the history of Jesus Christ. There was no G in the Hebrew language. I understand white people coming after that and changing. I understand all of the history of Jesus Christ. I understand how they've taken the glory from the true Christ, and they made him into a white image. And then they put a name, they've taken his name away, Yeshua, Yahweh Show, and all the different other names. They've taken his Hebrew name from him, and they created an image. We understand that. But when your grandmother and your great-grandmother had you in church calling on Jesus Christ, they didn't know none of that. They weren't calling on no Greco-Roman, and you know that. But y'all be beating up all these Christians out here. That's another thing I just, you know, again, we're going to get to the encouragement part. It's going to get good here in a second. But I just got to go here. We need to have patience with people. How can you reach anybody if you don't even say a name that you yourself were saved under, you yourself grew up on, you yourself learned the morals of life under? Okay, yes, we know it wasn't a J in the Hebrew language. We know that the no such pronunciation in the Hebrew. We understand that. But the Most High is not going to fry us in the lake of fire because we're trying to reach our brothers and sisters by making them feel comfortable enough to get all of the truth by saying Jesus Christ. He knows exactly what we mean. I mean, I know people that won't even say the name Jesus Christ because they feel like the Bible says don't utter the name. But it don't mean like don't utter the name at all. It's just saying for you to be worshiping the Most High, and we say Jesus Christ and we know better, then okay, you can apply that scripture where it says don't utter the name. But if you're trying to reach your brother and sisters and you know that's all they know, of course you can utter the name. I mean, we're talking about the same person. They're talking about Mary's baby. Who you talking about, Mary's baby? They're talking about the person that died on the cross. Who are we talking about, the person that died on the cross? They're talking about the person that rose, resurrected. Who are we talking about, the person that resurrected? And the people that created Jesus, the J, switching and being tricky and adding the J in there and then turning around and getting rid of all of the black images and painting white like the Pope commanded Michelangelo. Okay. These people, they weren't talking about the Mary's baby. They were talking about some kind of image they was trying to create. They weren't talking about the person that rose again. They was trying to create this image. They weren't talking about the one that ascended on high. They was trying to create this image. They weren't talking about the one that it is to return. They was trying to create this image. So what am I saying? Our mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, our churches even today, they're talking about the same person we're talking about. You can't use that name because you know better. In your private worship, you got to call on Yahweh. You can't use that name because you know the proper name of this person that came, lived, died, rose, and left, and that is returning again. So for you in your private, you can't use it. But even if you slipped and used it, the Most High still know who you mean. That's who you're calling on, what your heart means. Because I got news for you. All this Hebrew y'all boasting so well to know, it's given to you by them same racist white people. And a lot of this ain't even up Yiddish anyway. How do you know if it's Yiddish or not? You really don't know. So again, let's have mercy for our brothers and sisters that still say Jesus because they're calling on a man that came with her diet. Rose again. They might even think he was. But they still calling, they beckoning. Like I said, people call me. They got their hands coming like, come here. And they saying, Seth. And my name is Seth. I still come because I know they ain't facing like behind me calling somebody or looking at somebody on the other side of the room. They're looking right at me. And that's what our mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers, they're looking right at the Most High. and they're calling. They're getting it all wrong as far as what they call him, but the essence of their heart is right, and the Most High is going to honor them, and guess what? Demons are going to honor them. Do you have the kind of power that they have? Are you living as righteous as they did? My friend, I ask you, step down, soldier. Let's quit afflicting our own people. Let's use wisdom and reach them, okay? Now, just had to get that out. Had to get that out because I run into so many people that just can't bear to even say Jesus. Like their salvation is banking on whether or not they say Jesus. It's just foolishness. Anyway, family, I just thank the Most High for showing me who true Israel is and opening up the book of Revelation. Like I said, people ask me all the time, why you name this show Five Flint Stone? Five Flint Stone. Well, I got arrested. The Most High arrested me for being a white supremacist. Yeah, I said that. The Most High arrested me for being a white supremacist. How can you be a white supremacist, C.T. Vivian? The guy that walked with Martin Luther King Jr. told me on a plane one day, Most High put him set up to be sitting right beside each other. He was just on Oprah's show 2 days straight. Again, in my travels, I meet some key people. Here's a key person. He said, how can you be a white supremacist? He's been speaking on white supremacy all his life. I told Dr. C.T. Vivian, the reason why I can be a white supremacist, Dr. Vivian, is because all I ever been told and taught in my life was philosophies of white people. From the churches to the educational arenas to every aspect of life, I have been a white man. I just have black covering. I just have woolly hair. But I was a white supremacist. You should have saw the look on Dr. T.T. Vivian's face. Make the long story short, when we the plane landed in Atlanta, he gave me his card, turned his card over and gave me his home number and said, now you call me. Y'all just don't know. When I say I've traveled, it's not so much I've traveled to 24 countries. Here's who I met. I've met people just like him all the time. You can travel to 78 countries and ain't going to meet no C.T. Vivian. I mean, it just don't happen, folks. And have the kind of conversation we had. Make the long story short, I just look to encourage the family tonight. I really, really am reaching out to the family tonight. I really want us to prepare for this giant exodus from these churches is coming. The churches is about to open their doors. It's already happened. I believe that the strongest of our people is not in churches. That is my personal belief. I'm not saying everybody in church is weak. I'm just saying the strongest, I think, is not the people in these churches. Because when you're a thinker and you begin to ask a lot of questions and you begin to challenge this and challenge that, as a rule, you're labeled a problem. You're labeled a problem. It's just as simple. And you threaten leadership when you start to ask questions like, were there any blacks in the Bible? Or why are we at the bottom of their society? Why do we suffer so much as a people? Pastor, I got a question. When you start asking questions like, what's with this Hebraic movement, this Hebrew Israelite movement, or this Israelite movement? Why are there so many people now believing that we, when you start asking questions like that, look for your church to start tagging you as a problem, okay? Because they know they're threatened by that because they know they want to control you. They want that TLC, that talent, labor, cash. And they know once you ask so many questions, you're going to wind up leaving those doors that they can't answer. You're going to wind up leaving, and there goes the TLC. And they know that. So that's why they want to control you, tell you the secret things belong to the Most High. That's one way of controlling you, telling you to don't go fellowship with these other churches, telling you all these crazy things. I'm talking to those of you who are not, you know, who are in a lot of these churches where, you know. Anyway, if you find yourself listening to this blog tonight, though, you are a special person. Up this time of night, listening to a blog like this, obviously you're not a typical person. So I'm just glad and thankful that you joined us tonight, and we're going to have a good time here. Like I say, we did have some guests that didn't show up tonight. I'm not going to let that rattle me. I'm just learning as I go. I think from now on I'm going to not depend upon email and make some phone calls and get some names and some nicks. And I did think I'd have to go that far with people, but, you know, you would think people are so excited to get the word out. But I just think people just are interested in being famous. And if you don't have a blog with hundreds of people listening, they just simply don't care to hear. What they don't know is I actually do have a blog with lots of people listening. So anyway, so family, how are you doing tonight? We are all over the planet. In all the countries of the world, how are you doing tonight, Israel? Israel, hopefully well. I want to highlight some organizations that I didn't mention earlier. We're going to talk about that. But before I do, I just want to finish up kind of what I was saying about us being merciful and patient with those that are unlearned. Israel, let me just say this to you. We are a powerful nation, and our most wealthiest people is still in the grips and the control of these churches. They are smart. They are wise. They're asking questions. They're getting into it with their pastors. They are coming. Trust me, they are coming. The smartest people are going to ask questions, just like you did. The smartest people are going to say, Pastor, why this? Pastor, why that? And when they pass it on, come at them with the kind of answer that they're getting on our blogs and on all types of social media, because I personally believe that the Most High have been forced out of these churches, and that's why social media is booming. Yeah, a lot of people trying to find husbands and wives and all that, but I'm talking about blogs like this where people are talking about the deeper things in the scriptures. The reason why these churches are losing a lot of people, and a lot of people go to church, but they're not really a part of it from their heart. You know, they kind of like going on obligation. They're really bored. That's why these churches have to be so entertaining and have all these programs and all these concerts and all these little wild programs to keep their people, because they're not holding them with truth. So this is where you and I come in at. We have some powerful revelations in terms of who the people of the book is. Some powerful revelations in terms of how we all became the different colors. I teach on leprosy. Matter of fact, let me just go over my schedule real quick. Y'all know tonight, 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Central Standard Time, we talk about the Federation of the Uniting of Israel. Okay, we'd like to have guests on, but that won't happen tonight. But we got something even better in the program. And then on Thursday night, we're talking about the one world government, Illuminati, secret societies. Right now, we're starting at the ground level and start talking about demonic activity in our everyday life. I give a personal accounts, 101. I give names, dates, times, well, not names of people, but dates and times of events that happened to me with evil spirits, 101, let you see the demons are real. Because until we understand this, we'll never understand the one world government and what they're doing and Illuminati and all these secret societies. That's on Thursday, late night show, just like this one at 12 midnight. Then on Saturday, we're talking about leprosy, my most favorite topic. There is nothing that breaks the back of white supremacy than the revelation of leprosy, what true Bible leprosy is, which is nothing more than vitiligo and albinism. Nothing breaks the backs of albino of white supremacy than this. We can talk about all the things that blacks invented this, blacks invented that. That's the long way of finding out black greatness or so-called black people greatness. But if you can prove that in Leviticus 13:13 and 2 Kings 5, especially that last verse, and just prove how vitiligo and albinism is a form of leprosy. It ain't all the types of leprosy. But it's definitely not fingers falling out and knuckles turned backwards and all that. We lay it out clearly for you to see that it's nothing more than people losing their earth or their pigmentation or their melanin. We talk about melanin a little bit. We give our names like Dr. Jewel Pookham, who's an authority on melanin, and what it means. It's just basic earth. That's all melanin is this earth. And when you lose that covering, it's a form of a curse. Those people migrate up north, become the very mighty people in the hills of Europe, the caves of Europe. It's just that simple. And this is where you get your first white race. These race of albinos, and they went mixing among other people, getting pigmentation. More pigmentation they got, the more. These are our people now. These are our brothers and sisters. This is us. We always look at white people like there's something different. No, we're just one family. I'm sorry to tell y'all that. I know a lot of y'all hating on white people. Telling you they're us. They did not put us in our state either, by the way. That's another conversation. Most High did it, using them. But anyway, we go into that. The hills of Europe and the creation of a white race, or the caveman era, and how the Moors went up there, the black Moors went up there and educated those people because they forgot how to walk and how to do science and all these things. When the people was crawling in the caves of Europe, eating each other, living out that, Africa had university science, math, art, civilization. We go into that on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and then on Sunday at 3:30 Central Standard Time, we always talk about the same exact thing, and this is for those beginners, and that is black biblical Israelite. Amazing proof of black biblical Israelites 101. Here is for your friends and relatives, people you know that don't know who Israel is yet. You can refer them to us, and we break it down. We break it down, and we don't offend them by saying Hebrew names because we know people are not going to understand Yahweh. They're not going to understand Yahweh Shah. They're not going to understand all of these Hebrews' names, which is the correct name, but they're not going to understand. This is what I was saying earlier in my broadcast tonight. We got to be patient with these people. If you and your mother and your mother's mother and your grandmother were saved and came into the knowledge of the Most High through St. Christ Jesus, folks, that's who those people were calling on. I'm not going to say this again. I just said it earlier. But they were calling on that person. They weren't calling on who those the Pope and Michelangelo them tried to create and, you know, rechanging his name and his image. Your grandmama didn't want to call on that. So quit putting them under that, okay? Now, you might can't use the name because you know better, but I'm just saying, I just feel like we need to reach out to everybody, okay? It's just that simple. And after all, a lot of them live in circles around some of y'all. They live in circles around some of y'all. They have better families, better home life, and they had a better walk with the Most High while you're playing, okay? So we reach out to the common person that don't know this revelation, we call it amazing proof of black biblical Israelites 101. We do say Jesus, God, to make them feel comfortable, but we elevate them on to the proper name and the proper worship of the Most High. Again, Israel is rediscovered. Israel has come alive. The Valley of the Dry Bones has Israel as a nation has been resurrected for one reason. Why have you been resurrected? Do you know? For one reason, to show and to lead the nations back to a pure form of worship. How are you going to lead the nations if you can't even tolerate them in their presence for saying Jesus Christ, a name you grew up and was raised under, got your life together under, some of y'all got delivered from drugs under. Come on, people, wake up. Be wise. The scripture says he that went and sold is wise. Be wise. Cunning as a snake, but yet harmless as a dove. Wise as the scripture said like this. Wise as a serpent, harmless though as a dove. Okay, gotta be wise. Gotta be wise. Okay? So, that's on Sunday. And then tonight, of course, we talk about the uniting of the Federation of International Israelites. So, family, let's be wise. There's gonna be a great exodus from these churches. It's happening, I'm telling you. Y'all need to get your act together. We need to agree on what the Passover is. There's too many of y'all out here talking about Passover on this day. I mean, can you not calculate a Passover? I mean, can you not calculate when the barley is ripened? Can you not calculate the amount of days after the new moon? Can you? I mean, we need to get together this Passover. So here's what I'm suggesting. I know Brother Maccabees, some other brothers, we've been talking, we're trying to get set up something to where we can all come together as an international community and set this straight. What is the Passover? We need to be one voice, one mind, one beat, one song, okay? Because when these masses of people come and they see some of y'all celebrating the Passover on the 2nd, Some of y'all of April, and some of y'all celebrate. And I don't even want to get started. It's just, we're so divided on that. Okay, we got to come together. It's just that simple. And then we need to come together, and you know, on the names. I mean, you know, it's kind of hard. If your boyfriend don't know which name he's going to call you, I mean, you're going to feel a little insecure about their relationship, right? One day he calls you Yahweh. One day he calls you Yahweh. One day you call him Yah. One day you call him Yahweh. One day you call... I mean, you know, and I know the picture of Grammaton, Grammaton, however y'all want to pronounce it. I know that it's Yud-Heh-Wad-Heh. I understand that. And maybe we need to just say Yud-Heh-Wad-Heh. Those are the letters, folks, if you're listening, don't know what we're talking about. Those are the letters when it's translated, got the Bible. That's the letters that was there in place of God and Lord, Yud-Heh-Wad-Heh. So there's dividing interpretations of how you say that name. So I understand that, but we maybe need to just say Yud-Heh-Wad-Heh. I mean, I'm serious. We got to get this together because there's become this. The Hebrew community is the fastest growing religious organization or institution or whatever you want to call it. They are the fastest growing. People are recognizing this just make all the sense in the world. We're living out these curses in Deuteronomy 28 more than any other nation. Yes, we know that Christ is coming to redeem us from the curse of the law. We understand about the curse of the law. But I'm talking about what we have been living. We've lived it out already. So a lot of my preacher friends, they say, well, you know, Christ is coming to redeem us from the curse of the law. Why are y'all talking about Deuteronomy 28? My friend, this is what I say to all the Egyptologists out there and to preachers out there that say what the preacher just said. If it doesn't relate to us, why are we living it? Why have our lives, Mr. Egyptologist? I know y'all talking about our sons, death, the 16 crucified saviors, how many people have came and died and lived again. I understand all of that. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. I know about the 16 crucified saviors. I know about those that have, you know, the immaculate conceptions. I understand all of it. I just got a simple question for you. How is it that 40 million people is living out the curses of Deuteronomy 28 and they don't even have a clue of who they are? Blindly, our young boys is acting just like Israel boys. I know people say, what? What did you just say? No, even the so-called standing on corners. Look at Isaiah 51 and 20. How it says, your young men have fainted. They lie at the head of all the streets. They are like wild bulls in nets. What? This is an ancient, thousand-year-old scripture, thousands of years old scripture. The young men of faith, they lie at the head of all the streets. They're like wild bulls in nets. Israel had a problem with their young men lying at the head of all the streets, just like we do, as wild bulls. Bulls are the strongest of animals, one of them. And then what's this net that's catching them? Isaiah's prophesying, he said, your young men are like wild bulls and nets. They're not at the head of all the streets. Well, obviously they want to land down. He means laying down in their mind. It was wild. There was a net bringing them into captivity. But it goes on to say they were acting out the fury, anger of the Most High. These young generations, these young people in Israel times were just simply demonstrating the anger of the Most High. That was judgment to Israel. Most High was just venting anger through these young boys. And that's all that's happened today. Those young boys we see that are lying at the head of our street is nothing more than a judgment. That's why they robbed a church, because we wasn't there for them. We wasn't there for them. I don't know you. Give me your money. We wasn't there for them. It's judgment. So we're living out these scriptures, folks. So obviously we are Bible. And church people are learning this and they are running from these churches. Some of them are still going. Their bodies are there, but they're not there in spirit. They're not there in spirit. So get ready for the mass exodus. mass exodus. It's happening. It's happening. But we got to be united. We got to organize. We got to figure out what is the true feast days. When somebody says when is the Shabbat or when is the this or when is the that, we need to know it. We need to know, and if we don't know, we got to say, you know what, my sister and brother, we really can't establish that. But we are Israel, and we seize the power to define. We need to, as a nation, seize the power to define. If we don't know, because the powers that be done messed up the calendar, so Julius Caesar's claiming July and Augustine claiming August, and we got the moon day, Monday, Sunday. You know, if they just change everything around, then we have to just, as a nation, because we have seized the power to define. We can't let them define it. We just need to just reorganize it. If you don't know if it's real Hebrew or Yiddish, then create your own language. The Bible says, anyway, that they'll speak a new language. We getting these hand-me-downs, these folks throwing at us from Israel. They can always come behind us and say, well, actually, it's not Yahweh, it's this. They can always come behind us and change something. Somebody say, well, I'm going to learn Paleo Hebrew. Oh, come on, folks. You're still going to the same people. You're still going to the same people. You're still going to the same people. So my point to us is, let's get wise. Let's seize the power to define. We have it. Do y'all understand the New Testament church and the powers they had? How they did, they seized the power to define. We have the Holy Spirit, the Bible says you have the Holy Spirit, have an unction from the Spirit, rather, and we know it's all things. We don't need them to tell us nothing about nothing. We have seized the power to define. How are you going to let some people that the Most High used as a punishment, after he ran you out of Israel, you're in exile now, and he bringing people from the north, which he prophesied, and he was bringing people from the north. And y'all know the scripture. Christ talked about when he before his death, that after he died, that Jerusalem will be trampled down by the hands of the Gentiles. And this is going to be so unto the Gentiles, to the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's Bible. Y'all know that. Okay, so we know who are those people in Israel. Revelation 2 and 9, behold, I will make them, I know those, as how to go, Revelation, I know those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Again, I know those who say they are Jews and are not, but of the synagogue of Satan. Revelation 3 and 9, behold, I will come and make them worship at thy feet, those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. We know, and then Jeremiah, there's so many scriptures talking about a nation coming from the north, a whirlwind coming from the north. Whoa, he's that coming from the north. You got Joel too. There's so many things talking about a people coming from the north to occupy Israel. But we know who they are. They are judgment. I'm not hating tonight. Much love to those people. I have no hatred whatsoever for them. I just know who they are. And I refuse to let them define my walk with the Most High by telling me what names I should call the Most High, be it Paleo-Hebrew, be it Hebrew that they say, or Yiddish or whatever. I just know that the Most High, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. Let's go deeper. You see your grandmother and your great-grandmother calling on Jesus. Just know who they're calling the right person. They mean the right person. Don't beat them up like they're going to the lake of fire. Again, a lot of them are living circles around you. So let's use wisdom in bringing them grandmother. You know there's no J in the Hebrew language. What do you mean, baby, by there's no J in the Hebrew language? Get some scriptures out. Get the proper material out and show her. I don't think none of us can be so confident to walk around here and think we know so much. Because the truth of the matter be told, secrets that Israel has, them priests, they're not going to release the truth right now. No way. You think they done told y'all everything that's in that Vatican? Do you really believe that they're going to release all the truth they know in the Vatican or in Israel? Come on, folks. Come on, people. Let's use wisdom. Let's get ready. Let's have patience. Let's open up our heart and get ready. And sharpen your tools, okay? Now that y'all don't trust white supremacy, that's good. Now that you stop trusting white supremacy like I was, Most High showed me I was a white supremacist. Now when he did that to me, I'll jump back to that subject, when he showed me I was a white supremacist, basically a white man in a black body, believe in all these white lies. And I know I'm hitting white a lot tonight. And this is no hatred again. I got to keep saying that because folks always want to lump you and throw you in the hate category. No, you ain't going to do me like that. The scripture says whatsoever that is not of love is a sin. So I believe in love, in loving folks. Okay, it's just that simple. So white supremacy is idolatry. It's the worship of a people. It is idol worship, and we ought to come against it in every way we find it. And the Most High showed me that what I call God, what I call his son, what I saw as his disciples, even angels, everything about what the way I looked at the world, the way I looked at democracy, the way I looked at my brothers and sisters, the way I looked at beauty, where I wanted to go when I wanted a great education. We think only Harvard and Yale can produce great minds. That's a lie from the pit of hell. So what I'm saying is, I began to understand that I was a white supremacist. Well, I asked five questions. And those five questions gave me five answers. And those five answers is what we teach you at Five Smooth Stones. And they are the revelation of the true Jews, the real Israelites. And that's with biblical, much biblical proof, thousands of scriptures, okay? The revelation of leprosy. What truly in the world is leprosy? That's topic number two, or stone number two. This is what, these are the five smooth stones of the five topics that I teach. It's why we call the show Five Smooth Stones. And then we talk about white supremacy. And then we talk about, I have to look at my hand, something I forget, leprosy, Hebrew, who the true Israelites are, the one world government, we hit that hard and heavy. Who the one world government is, basically in a nutshell, in 10 seconds. It's a fake kingdom of the Most High. The kingdom of God is to come, or the kingdom of Elohim is to come, or the kingdom of Yahweh is to come to this earth. We know that. It's already here. It's being more visible and more visible. When the Messiah comes, it will be at its bloom. This earth will not be destroyed. It will be preserved. It will be restored. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of Yahweh or the kingdom of Elohim, this has to happen, okay? This is a solution. But the fake kingdom is the kingdom of faith, the one world government, Illuminati, secret society. So we talk about that. And last, we talk about the solution, which is what I just mentioned, the kingdom of the Most High. So these five topics is what the Lord did when he began to, the Most High did when he began to reveal to me this whole revelation of what's going on in our world. And when he began to show me I was a white supremacist, like I said, I asked five questions. Those were the five answers. Okay, so I'm jumping around a little bit because I just have to get these things, and I'm wanting to get to the meat of what we're talking about here. But the one thing I want to say, when y'all go to my page, the blogtalk.com/FiveSmoothStones, I want y'all to look at the link. There's a link on my front page, and it goes to the books that I read. If you can click on that link, y'all will see some books that will really just be a blessing in your life. I know if they were in my life. Books like Frances Chris Welton, her book talking about the whole the true reason for white supremacy, how it's about white genetic survival. She's very on point. And I used to actually be a member of the Klan. I understand crazy, I don't know what. But I really did join a movement called the White Alien Resistance, WAR. I joined WAR, a black man. Yes, I joined WAR as incognito, and I don't mind saying on the internet, I don't fear none of y'all out there. You can't do nothing to me. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. I'm a messenger of the Most High. You can't touch me. But I was a member of WAR, White Alien Resistance. Why did you do that, Seth? Why did you become a member of a white community organization? I infiltrated the organization because I wanted to know exactly why the hatred? What was behind the hatred? I was fascinated by hate, trying to figure out why the hatred. And I was shocked to realize that they had the book by Frances Crest Wilson talking about the survival of the white genetic survival. I was talking about how white people fear the mixing because they will be annihilated. But books like that is on that link. Again, go to blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones. Click on that book link and you will see all the books I've read over the years that have blessed me to be where I'm at, and it's going to take me even further, I believe, okay? And don't forget, we have previous episodes of the five topics I just talked about on our site as well, in archive. They all archive. And, y'all, another thing I want to say to the Hebrew community, again, we're talking about organizing. We're organizing to be stronger tonight. We're organizing to get ready for this mass exodus of church members. We believe that the church has been hijacked. The church has been hijacked by the wicked. We think the church has been hijacked by this message of just prosperity. We do believe that the Most High wants us to prosper. Are you kidding me? That's the whole purpose of the Messiah. That's the whole purpose of the Most High giving the laws. That's the whole purpose of the Most High calling even Abraham and blessing his nation, blessing his seed, just for a better life. Christ, as you know, the scripture says, I come that you may have life and that you may have more abundantly. So, yes, we believe in prosperity this time. And we do believe some people are going to have a jet. Some people are going to have millions of dollars. Some people are going to have a vast company. Some people are going to have this extreme wealth, so to speak. But we don't believe, like I heard somebody say, I ain't going to say who he is, but he's from Atlanta, Georgia, said that the Most High want all of us millionaires. We don't believe that. If America's causing havoc with the wealth that she has now, with all of her these gigantic homes and everybody having 200 pair of shoes and all these cars, if we're wreaking havoc to the environment, imagine what is to happen if all 300 million of us had those. And then let's not shortchange countries like India and China that have a billion people, three times the amount of people. What if they had? What if they was clogging up the atmosphere with everybody having their own helicopter, their own three cars, their own 200 pair of shoes, their own people? That's not. That don't have nothing to do with no kingdom of Yah or kingdom of God. That don't have nothing to do with the kingdom of Yahweh. Nothing whatsoever. That would destroy this earth so fast. I guarantee it would destroy the earth in probably less than a year. So that's not what the Most High wants when he talks about prosperity. Okay? Now, lack is not of the Most High for real. That's a poverty. Poverty is a curse. But anyway, I can just go on and on. If anybody have any questions, I mean, I know I'm going on and on, but I am open to questions. Those are in the chat room. Chat room is loaded. Anybody have any questions, comments, please let me know. If I'm preaching, if I'm sharing good, I like to every once in a while see an amen brother or shalom or something. So y'all let me know how y'all feel. But for family, we need to organize. The masses are coming. Get yourselves together. Get your character together. First and foremost, make sure you're right. I mean, are you really just in this thing to be just some new club to be in? I mean, truly, listener, are you truly real with this? Like they say in the streets, I ain't new to this, I'm true to this. Are you really true to this? First of all, check your heart. But once you know you are true to this and you would die for this and you're all about keeping the Most High commandments of the Holy Spirit let you know how to do that, and you're not trying to seek your own righteousness, because that's impossible. Your righteousness is that filthy rag, but you're trusting in the Most High and what he did through the Messiah for your righteousness. All by itself, that's it. That's the only way you can be righteous is through your faith alone. And that faith is given to you as a gift. So it's all a gift as far as you being completely righteous enough to talk to the Most High, to go into that Holy of Holies, okay? If you understand that. But you still know that because he made you clean through his blood, you still know that you need to live a life above reproach. You need to have the fruit of the Spirit in your life, the patience, the kindness. You understand it, okay? So you're good. All right, let's move on. Now that you've gotten that, you need to understand that now that you know that you're Hebrew Israelite, you know that Bible, if you know that Bible is full of nothing but nappy hair, woolly hair people, you are special. If you know that Bible is full of nothing but people of color, you are special, because the vast majority of the planet don't know that. So you are a special type of messenger. Then that means most likely the Most High is going to use you to teach more, Okay, then you got to start getting yourself together. You got to make sure you understand the feast days. You know, the Most High commands Israel to keep the feast days forever. They're not justified by them. We don't. I'm just saying we're justified by the blood alone, Christ. We're not trying to get no salvation through no feast days and keeping no Shabbat. Absolutely not. But as a culture, so what? Okay, now we made righteous. How do we live as a people? Okay, our sins are washed away. But how do we live now? What do we wear? What do we eat? What do we do for entertainment? How should we raise our children? We follow the Old Testament laws as long as they don't conflict with, like, for instance, we don't offer up sacrifice because Christ has come. So what laws that are relevant to us, we try to keep those laws as much as possible because the Most High gave it to Israel, and they couldn't be justified by them, but it salvaged them and helped, it made them more civilized. The laws keep you civilized. You can't just wear any old thing when you go worship. Look at all these churches, you know, these women in there with tight jeans on and half tops. And, come on, man. We're eating everything. We're calling all kind of cancer, getting all kind of care. I'm just saying, now that our sins are taken away from us, we believe they have been, past, present, and future, through the blood of Christ, through the offering of the Son. We understand that, and we are very thankful. But we, now that we're made clean, we don't go jump back in the mud. How do we live? This is where we need those laws. But more importantly, we need the Holy Spirit to direct us what and what not to do. Because some of those laws are irrelevant to today, others are relevant to today. And then the Old Testament don't have all the laws. There are laws that affect 2011 that ain't even in the Bible. Most of the stuff you do in the course of a day ain't in the Bible. You can't justify most of the stuff you do. But you could by the Holy Spirit. So come on, y'all. Let's tighten up. Let's tighten up and let's get ready for these masses of people that's about to exit these churches. Like I say, the churches have been hijacked. A lot of ministers, and I'm not saying all of them, I'm not saying all the churches, some of them are very productive. But until you acknowledge Israel, you're going to be stumbling and stumbling and stumbling. If you're sitting up thinking Israel is white, Forget that. Let's play a little test. I did a test on everybody on Sunday. I'm going to do a test on you. This is to test your mentality. It's a real quick test. It's going to take no more than about 3 minutes. Let's do a test. This is going to test whether or not you're white supremacist. You probably say, what? Yes, let's do this test. This is going to test whether or not you really understand who Israel is. Be honest with this test. I want everybody to close your eyes. I know if you're driving, of course not, but I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to think about the Messiah teaching. Teaching. The Messiah is teaching. He's teaching the 5,000. There was his disciples. I want you to get the picture. Get the picture in your mind. Please, let's go here. Let's just have a little fun. Think about this. The Messiah feeding the 5,000. Disciples are there. You see it? Can you see it? Can you see it? Now, all right, stop. Stop. In your mind, answer this question as honest as you can. Did you see anybody in your imagination that were light or white? If you saw anybody, well, let me say it like this. If everybody you saw in this imagination was dark colored, woolly hair, nappy head, because they didn't have no combs back then, or I'm like we have, their hair most likely was woolly and nappy. If you saw everybody like that, you, my friend, are a very special person. You need to thank the Most High. And you really, I mean, you're exempt from what I'm doing right now, because I don't know how you got to that point, but you're blessed to have seen that. But if you saw the disciples, one of them white, if you saw the Messiah white or light, I say, yeah, light. I'm talking about light skin, like Halle Berry light, or like anybody else that's light. I'm talking about like Hispanic light. My friend, you are a victim of white supremacist teaching over the years of your life. There were nobody in the Bible days. I can prove it all day long. I can just flip through the scripture to the Bible and just prove it. And again, we're proving something bigger than Jesus was black. Come on, or Yeshua was black, or Yahweh was black. We're far past that. I'm trying to show you something major. Until you understand who that Bible is talking about, you can preach all day long in your churches. You can preach all day long. You're going to only get so far. And when your little kids, your grandkids come to sit on your knee and say, Daddy, why do black people suffer? Why do we have this hard? Why are we at the bottom of every area? Or your teenagers say, why was every at the bottom of every area of society? Why are we at the bottom of every avenue of society? You won't have nothing but lies to tell them. You'd have to say, I'm not putting my family on the spot, but I would hear things like, we're special. So if a white person, our white friends had came over and heard that, they'd have been offended. What do you mean? Y'all special. Aren't white people special too? Your grandkids are going to ask you, Daddy, why do we suffer more in the area of history? Why are our history not told? Why come we're not in history? Your teenager is going to say, why are we suffering in the area of education? Why are we not graduating? Why are schools the most dilapidated? Why we get second-grade education, a second-handed education? Why we don't have colleges available to us when we get out? Why do we suffer more socially, Daddy? Why do we suffer more in the health and medicine area, Grandma, Grandpa? Why our housing and zoning, why do we suffer more in that area? Why are our houses, placed in environmental danger? Why? When they start asking you those questions, oh, my goodness. And all you can say is, we special. Black folks special. Well, what about white people? Aren't they special, Granddaddy? Well, yeah, they special, but we special. What you going to say, we more special? That's what I mean by if you don't acknowledge who Israel is, you can only go so far in your teaching. I don't want to get in trouble with my family. I'm not trying to say, we ignorant or nothing like that. I'm just saying this is what the vast majority of African Americans, their grandmothers and their granddaddies are telling them. We suffer in every single aspect of life more than any other people. And if any other people can top that, like the Indians, the Untouchables, the Dalits in India, they ain't nothing more than Israel. As, if people, if blacks in China, there are blacks in China, believe that, can say, no, we suffer more, then you're nothing more than an Israelite scattered. Anybody that wears Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26 and all the other scriptures and prophets of the Bible, you can wear that like a Cinderella slipper, you're nothing more than one of our 12 brothers and sisters. Okay? So, family, we need to get ourselves together. There's a movement coming. There's a people coming. There's a massive amount of people coming. We need to organize. When is the feast day? When is the Passover? When is the new moon? Some of y'all can't even decide whether the new moon is the full moon or the empty moon. Which is it? I mean, how are we going to calculate the feast days? How are we going to have a culture? Again, we're not trying to live and be justified by keeping the feast days or the Shabbat. We understand that. But I mean, when the masses of people come, they are under people like T.D. Jakes. Jakes got this stuff together. Say what you want to say. Well, I know Jakes is a bad boy. I mean, I like him. Some messages that man can preach, appreciate, I'm not hating on him. But I'm just saying, obviously, Bishop Jakes is not acknowledging who Israel is. Obviously, Fred Price is not acknowledging. Actually, he did acknowledge it, but he's not pursuing it. I wrote Fred Price about this whole question about Israel, and I kid you not, it wasn't even a good 2 weeks later, Fred Price is on TV saying who the real Israelites are. And that particular episode is on YouTube. But it was after I wrote him and say, what do you have to say about this mass movement? So this every Tuesday we're going to start talking about organizing, how we can sharpen up ourselves as a people, and how we can, because we need to get more together. We need my wife and I is working on this website where you can go in and just type in and y'all want to steal my idea, fine. I ain't hating, ain't copyrighting nothing. Do it. Because enough of us can't do this. There's millions of people that have got to come together as a nation. Okay? But we're working this idea where you would create a website, just like Walmart have, or some of the big stores where you enter in a zip code, and it'll tell you where Walmart is within 1 mile, 2 mile, 3 mile. We want it to work for the Hebrew Israelites or the Israelites. We want us to be able to go and punch in a zip code, and it'll tell you not only that a congregation there, we want you to be able to click on that congregation, get a hyperlink, get taken to their services. where you can see what they wear, what they worship, when they worship, and you'll have an idea versus going in and getting embarrassed. That's our goal, to unite, and it's going to happen. Now, if you want to beat me to the idea, run, and that's fine. Do it. Go for it. Go for it. So I'm just saying, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring together the tribe, the lost tribe, 12 tribes of Israel. And Jeremiah 16:16 validates us because he's the Most High said in the latter days he's going to fish Israel out of every mountain. He's going to restore his people. And so this is what's happening today, folks. The people in Israel today is not the true Israel. Then that means the true Israel has got to come together some kind of way. What better way to make money? I'm not saying do it for the sake of making money. I'm not saying do it for the sake of making money, but some of y'all are not called to be priests. Some of y'all are not called to be teachers or preachers. You're businessmen. You're businesswomen. And you have the kind of mind where you can go. You're more educated than Brother Seth. You can go and you can create this website and you can do that. Do it. I can give a flip. Do it. I'm going to do it too, though, but you do it. If it's better than mine, so I just want to see this nation come together. I want to see Israel be revealed. I want white supremacy overthrown. I want it to become household name who is the true people. I think we as a people can rise. Folks, I don't see nothing else worthwhile doing on this planet. Some of you saying, well, I have a business. We grow $1 million a week. I don't see you that being more important than this. Some of you say, well, I'm a doctor, and I have been a doctor for 20 years. I don't see that being more important than this. I can't think of one profession that some of you might say, well, I'm an astronaut. Do you know who I am? I'm a celebrity. I, in my mind, cannot see nothing more important than the revelation of the true people of the Bible, which the whole world looked to for guidance and leadership. What more important than the world to figure out who in the world this book is talking about? Because the people over here, they're acting like fools, beating down those people in the Gaza Strip. There never will be peace in the Middle East until Israel's revealed. What can be more important than the revelation of true Israel, folks? Help me on this. Will somebody help me out? So what I'm saying is, folks, my goodness, this is just so important to me. I mean, when I be traveling, like I say, I've been to 24 countries. And I know I say every broadcast, but some of y'all need to know that. When I would be going to these different nations, I would be on the plane, and when I first started traveling, I used to feel intimidated. I'd be in first class, sometimes coach or whatever, but in first class, it's like a lot of people up there are very wealthy. So I would be looking at businessmen. I would know beyond a shadow doubt that these people are running Fortune 500 companies. I could just tell by their mannerisms and sometimes their conversations that they are power brokers in our world. And I would feel intimidated when it first started. But then after years of traveling, I would, you know, go up in first class, and I'd be up there, and I'd be checking them out. I would all of a sudden make conversation with them. And when I tell them why I was going to India, and why I was going to Hong Kong, and when I was going to the Caribbean, or when I was going to Guam, and why I was going to Brazil and these places, you should have seen the look on their face. They would always go first, well, yeah, well, technically what I do, I go into a company. You know, right now we're based in Hong Kong, and we're creating jobs, and they tell about what they do. Or they may be CEOs, and sometimes I talk to them. But when I would tell them that I'm looking for the lost tribes of Israel, fulfilling scripture, you should have saw them look intimidated. And then I quit being intimidated once I began to see that. You might say, well, you should have been intimidated personally, but I was. So when I began to see the look on their faces and how fast they would almost sometimes push their little laptops away to hear what I have to say. Folks, there is nothing more important on the planet than the revelation of the true house of Israel. That's going to generate businesses. Are you kidding me? Nations of the world want to support Israel. they're supporting imposter Israel right now, or Israel by religion. Let's be nice and say Israel by religion, but not Israel by bloodline. They're supporting them, thinking they're the true bloodline Israel. These companies are. These nations are. So once they find out the true prophetic people, the 12 tribes, undeniably who they are, look how they befriended Haile Selassie for being a cousin of ours. They sent, the Israeli government sent, what was it, like 32 767s over there to get those people, 747, get those people. And now these Ethiopians are all out through Israel. They ain't treating them right. I've been over there, went there several times, and I know they ain't treating them right, though. They've been treated like niggas still. Again, those people are not the people of the book. We all know that. All I'm encouraging us to do tonight is organize. Let's start thinking, how can we organize our brothers and sisters? I mentioned a website. That's only one idea. We need to connect in business-wise. We need, you know, everybody to have websites. All of you on the in the chat room, I'm calling you out. The different guests, Call Me Mom, Pienka, person going by Pienka, Ramses Divine, everybody, all of you in the chat room, all of you guests there, we need to organize. We are already doing it, by the way. Don't be encouraging. Don't be discouraging thinking nobody's organized. No, we're already organized, but we need to get more organized, fine-tuned, because when the masses come, these people are used to big jumbo churches. They're used to pastors. Certain times of service, you know, I mean, say what you want to say. These churches are organized down to the penny, you know. I mean, a lot of them really are. I mean, so I'm just saying, and a lot of us are organized. I'm just saying it's prophetic that they are going to come. It's prophesied that Israel is going to, according to the Ezekiel. Most High said Ezekiel prophesied. And believe you me, that's prophetic. It's talking to the prophets to prophesy. Prophesy to those four winds. The winds are beating upon the bones, folks. It's happening. How many people are not in church right now? How many strong people you knew right now, I'm talking every single one of you, just thinking in your head, how many people you knew that was in church that was strong, that were the pillars in church, and now all of a sudden they're at home and they got little Bibles that is going on. Some of them just frustrated and not with anybody. Because they feel condemned. They think they got to be in a church or under somebody, as they say. You need to be under me. You got to be under somebody. You know, yes, I believe in this whole covering thing. That's another thing I want to hit real quick. This whole lie that our people are, I'm sure your aunts and uncles say this, and probably some of you say this, you got to be under somebody's covering. You got to be under somebody's covering. Folks, the only covering you need is the Holy Spirit. Look how many people go to churches and they're wicked and the churches is wrong and they're greedy and the pastor's sleeping with folk, whatever. And they're under that covering. They're under covering, all right, but what else when you're covering? They don't make no sense. What covering do you need? Well, you can't just go fellowshipping with these churches, my brother. You need to be under somebody's covering. Y'all laughing. Some of y'all think, what are you talking about covering? This is what the masses of people are saying. Somebody asked me, am I a supporter of Benoni and the African Hebrew Israelite movement? We have a no-show of a brother that was supposed to have been here from the Israelite movement. I thought I'd throw it out there. I believe in Israel wherever they are. I do not acknowledge Benoni as the Messiah, the Messiah. I acknowledge Benoni as a Messiah. I also acknowledge you, my sister, or you, my brother, as a Messiah. But I don't acknowledge Benoni as the Messiah. And I wanted to have his guest on tonight where they can kind of talk about that a little bit. But I've been there. I've been there from the year 2001 to 2008. I find it funny you asking about that, knowing that they're supposed to have a guest today. But I have been more touched by the people of Dimona than any Israelites anywhere. I am just blown away. They're the ones that got me rethinking the law, because they actually try to keep the law and have gotten a lot of success from that. And I just have high regards. And I think anytime something is successful, look for the enemy to always put something in the way to block the people. So me personally, I think they are probably the most profound group of people I've ever met in my life, health-wise, you know. But I got a niece that stay there. right now, and I need her to tell me, but I know a lot that's going on there. They just, it's not, I still don't believe it's time for Israel to go there. But the most time I use them, you know, when we do come there, maybe they supposed to go, and, you know, but I personally don't think Israel has returned to the Holy Land yet. I think they went there, and maybe the Most High is going to use them. I don't know what the Most High is going to do in his wisdom. So somebody else says, yeah, they did what everybody else just talked about due to fear. Well, they went to the land, but here's what happened. The Most High talks about, y'all understand prophecy, Israel is going to be destroyed. And they're right there by the bomb, the nuclear site. You know, they, matter of fact, there was even testing around the kafal where they're at. They would be testing to see same thing Japan is doing. They was testing to see what's the level. They was doing that in Dimona, you know, a good while back. So I agree with a lot of things they do. Most of what they do, I agree with. I agree with the fact that they, you know, that they went in, cover themselves, they look beautiful, they eat well, they don't have the crime and all that, you know, and you know, they didn't have a lot of the ills. But then I would say to one brother, said to me, we have nothing but virgins here. And I would say to him, I said, well, that's great. You know, he said, yeah. He said, but what about your daughter? He said it kind of arrogant, like, what about your daughter? And I thought, well, you know, of course my daughter was so little, of course she's a virgin, but if she had been 21, I probably said, I don't know about my daughter, you know. But one thing I learned about that is, check this out, and we're not going to get on spell too much, I'm going to get back to my point, but one thing I learned, thought about this is, it's easy to have virgins in a desert. You don't have MTV. You don't have the internet. You don't have high schools. So it's easy without the temptation. But now I've heard, y'all want me to keep this thing real? Want me to keep it real? I've heard that since a lot of the families have now got the internet, there's problems, lots of problems that they didn't have before. So I ain't got time to, you know, I just got to be real. I got to keep things real. The great exodus from the Americas and from the world that the Most High prophesied is going to happen has not happened. The Mona, what they did, they went there and they're in the desert. They're away from a lot of the influence of the West, and they have produced a beautiful blossom, as they was nicknamed at one point, blossom in the desert. Yes, go there. If you're going to see Israel, you got to get the people of the Mona to you. But I'm just one little blogger, okay? And I'm letting y'all know I've been there year 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And 8 I went twice for another reason. And I'm telling y'all, this is where I'm at. I just don't believe Ben-Ami is the Messiah. I think he is a Messiah, but I think also Prophet Divine in Mississippi is a Messiah. I think you, if you are full of the Spirit, listener, is a Messiah. Messiah just means anointed one. Ain't no super anointed ones. Ain't no soup. Oh, come on now. Ben-Ami gonna die one day. Sorry. I don't hope he do, but he is. This is what I'm saying. Come on now. This is what's gonna happen if when he passes, which he probably will. He might live to be 120, get the whole full 120 at the Most High promised us. But what happens after 120? So I'm just saying, yes, I agree with, I believe in the people of Dimona. I wouldn't invite them on the show if I didn't. I believe in them all day long. Dr. Avi Melik, one of the greatest minds. Prince Emmanuel, I know these people. I believe in them, but I don't believe they're flawless. I think they're just living in a place where they don't have all these temptations. You know, I've had one of the young persons came here to my city. I'm not going to name the city. I'm not going to name who they are. But they came here and they acted like they didn't know nothing about no Yahweh. After the plum fool wanted to go to everything, wanted to get tattoos, wanted to just get, right now if I tell you their Facebook, they're naked right now on Facebook. If I tell you who they are, you go to Facebook, you'll see all their friends are from Dimona and they're sitting up right now with halfway naked. So it's regular people. I know I'm getting in trouble. I know I'm probably getting in trouble, but I'm just being. Okay, let's see what we got here. Yes, you're right. P-I-P-P-N-K-E. I wouldn't say Rams is divine if they reject the Messiah. They just don't believe in a white Jesus and You know, that's what they have trouble with. And I have trouble with that too, and you should too. That Yeshua was not white. Okay? All of the history, it may have issues with a lot of the Greco-Roman representation. I agree with them on that. So, you know, I'm with them. I just, you know, okay, Ben-Amin never said he was a Messiah, prophesied in Isaiah. He said he is a Messiah. Well, that's what you say. I've been there. And I've asked different people, just being nice, not trying to cause any mess, wind up in some very big debates. They end up having to take me to another special room, clarify, because a lot of people there does say that. Had a brother tell me there that, well, ain't going to say that. I will not say that. Let's keep them good, okay? Because, again, we can always find little things. I want to just tell y'all the great things about them, okay? Go there. See. Some people go there, they never come back. Yes, that is right. Ben-Ami had an organization. I'm reading chat if everybody wonder what I'm doing. Yes, Ben-Ami does have organization in about 8 states, including West Africa. More than that, they ain't no joke. But neither is a lot of these other organizations. There's a lot of Hebrew. What I'm trying to encourage us to do is come together and let's just take the world. I mean, what Ben-Ami them got there is good. It needs to be taught everywhere. I just don't agree with him being the Messiah. He's saying he's not the, but a. Fine, then we'll agree on that. But I know I've been in, I know what I've heard. So y'all want to know my experience, or you want me to lie and make up something? I'm being honest. I've heard very much that he is the Messiah, like Christ coming, that the new kingdom has arrived. It's in Demona. This is the kingdom of the Most High that was prophesied. I don't believe that. I don't believe we're going to go there and be second fiddle to Israeli government. When we go there, we're going to take over the whole land. When the world finds out who Israel is, and this knowledge become as clear as household name, we are not going to march up in there and be second fiddle and having their people march through our neighborhood like we're not even there, disrespecting us like they do them. It ain't going to happen. So I have much love. I hope y'all, let me ask you something in the chat room. Do y'all hear me saying disrespecting that organization or complimenting it? I'm asking people in the chat room, am I putting out good vibes for Demona or not? Let me know that, please. Am I putting out good vibes or not? Come on, don't y'all jump in one time. Let me know. Am I really saying great things about them or not? I mean, I don't know what else to say great. I'm saying that these people are powerful. They convinced me that we need to return to a lot of the laws. But I don't believe that we're justified by keeping the law. Christ, his righteousness was good enough. What he offered by his shedding his blood and wiping out sins, that's what we need. We have to have righteousness given to us. Righteousness is a gift. But now that we're cleansed by that, we're supposed to live a righteous. We're supposed to live a holy life, and we get that from the examples of the Old Testament and as the Holy Spirit show us more, okay? Now, call me mom said, sounds like you compliment. She said, sound like compliments to me. So she's saying that I'm complimenting the nation. That's exactly what I'm doing. I think, listen, I've taken my family there several times. You think I'll take my family around people that was just totally wrong? I believe in the people of Demona. Them some righteous people, and they got some folks in that organization, just like any other organization. I question them. Sure do. I know what I know. I'm not dumb, folks. But to me, I've seen some organizations here that had people just like. They were doing great things. They were watching their diet. Their women were covered and well-mannered and beautiful. I've seen Demona in spots, but I've never seen it that big. They have the largest successful group on the planet. I'm just not down with Ben-Ami being the Messiah. A Messiah, yes. But what about the other people there? Are they not anointed? Do they not have the Holy Spirit? Scripture says we have an unction from the Spirit, and we need not that any man should teach us. I'm not about to just sacrifice my mind and my intellect over to somebody saying, you my leader. No. We all have been given. We do need people to we're talking about tonight being organized, so absolutely we need organization, but as far as this business of This is my pastor. Pastor, lead me. Pastor, lead me. I've been to me, lead me. Yes, you need leadership. Don't get me wrong. Please, y'all, don't think I'm crazy. You do need leadership, and there's got to be some leader. Now, I would even go with somebody saying, Demi is our leader. Yes, absolutely. You got to be organized. Somebody got to be the leader. So, leader, yes. A Messiah, yes. The Messiah, no. The teacher, no. The person that bring us truth, no. Well, Benjamin says, no. No. No more than I think Bishop Jacob would be leading his people. No more than I think Creflo Dollars be leading his people. Scripture says you have the Holy Spirit in you. You have an unction from the Spirit in you, not that any man should teach you. Now, you don't want to be a rebel or a goat. When your leaders say, hey, let's do this, you want to, you know, offer input, and if that's what they, most people decide to do, you go with that. You don't want to be goats and just can't be, you know. But if the Holy Spirit's the leading guide to all truth, come on, was Christ just loony when he said that? That is your guide. No man. You have an unction from the Spirit that any man should teach you. So this is what I'm saying, folks. I'm just kind of reading the little comments here. But unite the house. He said good vibes. Thank you. Cause I want y'all to go to Dimona. I'm telling you, if I had money today, and I've got money, but I don't have enough to organize the kind of trips I like. I would do, but I would always take my mom, well, my sisters, brothers. My brother. I try to take my family as much as I can. Anybody, I would go on the radio station in Cincinnati, and I was always looking to take people. You'd be surprised how many people didn't want to go. But I took as many people as I can. I always used up as much as I could to take people. So that's, if I had supported it, Dimona, I don't know what has. Going year 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, supporting him, making contact. I've said wonderful things. I invited them tonight. Now, they didn't show. They didn't show. One of the main priests, Crown Brothers, said, okay, I'll come. He's not here. You see what I mean? They're just regular people. And he's probably going to be upset that I ain't tell you his name, though, but I'm just saying this is what I'm talking about. This brother is all over the kingdom, you know, sings there. He's one of the guys that writes the laws and stuff. I mean, a high-ranking brother. Again, one of the Crown Brothers and sisters. Did he show up? No. Did he call me and say, Brother Seth? He told me, I said, well, you shouldn't air that out. You should just not. I'm just letting y'all know. Somebody asked me about Dimona, I'm letting you know how I feel. Okay, it's just that simple. Let's move on. Folks, we got to organize. We got to organize. The masses are coming. The masses are coming, okay? We got to organize. We got to know our stuff. We got to know our brothers and sisters. Y'all go to Dimona. Go to Dimona. They're going to show you Israel cheaper than anybody else. I know it's 2:30 a.m. That's where you are. My place is 1:30. But this show goes on for 2 hours, man. You can't hang with me, Pierre. I understand. So I'm going to do what I do until 2. If you got to go, I appreciate your comment. But listen, all I'm saying is we got to unite. We got to unite. And it's got to be important. This is more important than setting up businesses to me. It's more important than anything y'all can mention that makes money. This is major. Pianki, this is major. This is worth staying up to 2, 3, 4, whatever, however long it takes. This is, what is more important? Let's just talk a little bit about the importance of this. Why have Brother Seth keep telling me how important it is? If so-called black people don't know they're Israel, they're going to look at the Most High as a tyrant, as Most High as someone that hates them, because we're suffering every single aspect of life more than any other people. And our kids and our adults are going to think, the Most High is after us. He's cursing Africa. That's why he's suffering. He's cursing India. He's cursing Cuba. He's cursing Haiti is what I meant to say. Haiti, not Cuba. But he's cursing all these black nations because they're black. Our people don't think this because everything black is struggling, everything white seems prospering. Without the understanding of what is truly going on and who Israel is and why they're suffering. If you don't understand this, if the nations don't get who we are, not only will our people disrespect themselves with self-hate, with hating themselves as a black psychologist coined self-hate, they'll do that without this revelation. Simple and plain. Without this revelation, we will continue to self-hate and disrespect each other, fight each other, not respect our women, not respect our men, because we're saying, why are we struggling so? We've been here a long time. Why do we have it so hard? I'm serious, folks. That's what's going to happen. Without this revelation, the word is not going to make sense. The Bible is going to be a very confusing book if you are looking at Israel like most of y'all do with white images in your head. It's not going to make sense. It's not going to make sense. The Bible says if Israel disobeyed, they would suffer. Yet the Israelites, talking to those people that are not Israelites right now, those of you that think Israel is being white when you read this Bible, I already know it don't make sense to you, because most of the Israel is going to suffer if they disobey, and they're going to be blessed if they obey. Well, Israel definitely is disobedient right now, but yet they control the banking industry. Yes, they do. You know they do. They control the media. Yes, they do. You know they do. They're even in the porn industry. Yes, they are. They're very wealthy people. And the Most High said when they're disobedient that all the nations of the earth basically is going to be stepping on them. And when they're obedient, that's when they'll rule and have the wealth like they got. Well, what am I saying? I'm saying the Bible don't make sense without this revelation. And you think this is not more important? This is the most important thing you could ever be talking about. Absolutely, Pianki. Blacks do have the skills that they need to turn the situation around worldwide. But I'm saying if they hate each other because of the blacks that are suffering, if they have this self-hate that's prevalent among us, we'll never, ever grow as a people. That's why it is an emergency that your brothers and sisters know who the true Israelites are. Another thing, a reason it's important that we get this word out, is because nations of the world want to support, militarily support, financially support us in their media, support the true house of Yaakov, or Jacob. You better hear me tonight. I'm saying there is nothing more important. And furthermore, white people need to not feel so arrogant and thinking they did this to us. Once white people understand that they was used by the Most High, that they were simply just pawns in a game, they can be relieved of this thing called a white man's burden. They don't have to run around here thinking they did this to us. They're not powerful enough to break down our people the way we've been broken down in the pieces without the Most High being on their side. We marry white people, some of us. Some of us live by white people. Some of us work for white people. We know their intellect. They're smart, but no more smart than we are. And they don't have the intellect, neither did their foreparents have the intellect to break us down and to just disorient us as we have been, unless it has been with divine power. You better wake up tonight. It's time for Israel to awake, arise. We got to educate our people. Some of y'all just, you're so shy and you're so scared to even have a little blog. You don't tell anybody. I met a brother here in this city, and he was boasting on how he's the one of these Hebrew organizations on the internet. I'm not going to call their name, but he represents them. And he's just so proud that he was the ambassador for this region. I thought I asked him, well, how many brothers and sisters do you talk to? How many do you persuade? And you go toe to toe with them in a spirit of peace. And share with them who we are, the good news, to help, that it might be fulfilled. That it might be fulfilled. Everything we do is that it might be fulfilled. We're fulfilling prophecy. It's fulfilled, my brother, that you do these things. Who have you reached? Well, they don't be listening. So you ain't really reached nobody. Well, not really. This brother is in the area that I'm in. Well, I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I don't mind saying that. He is the ambassador of this region, and he tells me he ain't reached nobody. What in the world are we talking about, folks? I mean, how loony can we be? Some of y'all are just religious. You just jump from one religion to the Hebrew Israelites. The world needs to know who we are. There are white people. Y'all hating on white people and stuff. How can you hate white people and they were just used by the Most High? They didn't do this to us. So this message relieves them. It's good news for white people. Some of you white people, you need to hook up with me, click on my page and get a hold of me. Y'all need to start, some of y'all, and I'm not trying to say, oh, why should we have money and we're going to just use them for the money sake. No, some of y'all broken in, some of us. We know that. But those of y'all that find yourself CEOing, managing, and you see this and you feel this truth and you know that your people wasn't, that the Most High did this. You understand who the real Israelites are. You need to put your money where your mouth is, like you do everything else, like you send money over to Israel and start funding. Pick one of these healthy organizations that call themselves Hebrew Israelites or Israelites and put your money where your mouth is. Fund them. Give grant money to them. It's time for this nation to rise. The scripture says, I'll bless those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you. We need your help. We ain't going to beg you, though, but if you supported the fake Israel, now that you know who true Israel is, switch your dollars. I'm going there. I'm serious. This is real, folks. This is real. Who is Israel? Who is Israel? Who lives out of Deuteronomy 28? I know I'm stepping on dangerous ground when I start talking about pulling your money out of Israel. I know what I'm doing. But again, I don't fear none of y'all. Scripture says in Deuteronomy 46, Moses said that they shall be upon you, talking about the blessings and the curses forever. Whoever is true Israel, let them stand. Everybody else be a liar. Now, Piaka said, it would be ideal if Israelite would build economic enterprises like the Mormons and Jews, just to name a couple. Well, right, absolutely, Pierre. But I'm just saying we need people that's sitting up quietly watching blogs like this that is blessed in the area of finance. That's their strong point. And they have the wherewithal to say, you know what, I'm going to help these brothers. Because I can tell you right now, real Israel is not wealthy. Most of these folks putting blogs out here, they are working 9 to 5, and they working paycheck to paycheck, but they're yet Israel. So if you truly, 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 not you, but I'm just saying anybody listening, if they truly want to help Israel, want to restore true Israel, want to help bring clarity to the scriptures, then you will put your money where your mouth is. You'll create websites for free. You should be contacting brothers and sisters saying, you know what, I don't have any money, but I can do a website for y'all. What do y'all need? What do y'all need? You should be contacting. You have to contact me. Forget me. Contact anybody else. I'll tell you, go contact everybody in Hebrew Israelite and forget me. That's how I'm serious about this. You don't have to contact me, but contact somebody. Build the house of Israel of your choice. Build the house of Israel of your choice. Build the house of Israel of your choice. We need websites. I said we need websites. We need accounts set up. We need bigger, nice websites. We need some ways to communicate. There's things I can't even think to say we need, but you know, because you're a businessman. Me, I'm more like a priestly person. I study. I travel the world looking for research. That's what I do. My thing is to get the information out there, to get you to thinking. That's why I do the blogs on Thursdays and on Sundays. We're talking about leprosy, and we're talking about Bible leprosy, and what is it? And we talk about on Sundays who the real Israelites are at 3:30 Central Standard Time. My thing is to prepare the meals to get everybody to see who we are. And you businessmen that are called to make money, you can just do it without thinking about it. You're to generate that money and make sure it's going to these Israelites, rising Israel. That's a lot of them are poor. Find one out there that's reputable, that's not preaching hate like they're doing up in New York on the city, of New York City, those Israelites up there calling white people demons and all that. Find one of us and say, no, they're our brothers and sisters. We ain't kissing nothing on white folks. Just call them like it is. They're not our enemy. Ephesians 6 says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. So this is what I'm saying. You know, even demonic. Fund Demona. Help Demona. Yeah, I mean that. They can use some help. They're probably the biggest out of all the organizations. But there ain't nothing wrong. Some of y'all got deep pockets. Do something for them. Contact them at kingdomofyah.com. And I ain't saying that to kiss up to them. And I told you that I disagree with them all. But contact them and let them know, listen, I agree with you. I see what y'all are doing. You're part of the answer. and go ahead and do something for the night. But understand that a lot of us that come up in the States, we have a heart just as good, and we need the support. This wasn't a blog to talk about money or nothing like that, but I'm just saying so many of y'all have what it takes, you know, and you can do that, and it's nothing to you. I mean, you call me that because you're a businessman. Some of y'all businesses would be blessed. How about this? Check this out. Some of y'all businesses would be blessed if you quit giving to a lot of these big, gigantic ministries that ain't doing nothing but buildings, bringing in people over our people that don't even understand who true Israel is. Why not support true Israel? I just don't understand that. So, but I know it's coming. I'm going to be encouraged because I know it's coming. Israel will rise. Awake Zion. Put on thy strength. Get up, O lazy lion. Realize your strength. Awake Zion. This is my cry. Awake Zion. If I don't accomplish nothing else in my life and I die tomorrow, I am thankful, I am happy that I was one of the ones that helped restore Israel. I've taken people to Israel. I've shown them, or I let the people in Dimona, rather, show us the black presence. Are y'all aware that Israel is vastly non-white? It's only white where the cameras are. Jerusalem, the wall, certain places, but the vast majority of Israel is non-white. Oh, my goodness. I just don't know where to go. There's so much to talk about, so little time. Please listen to the blogs, I mean, my previous blogs, archive. And I appreciate y'all chatting and chatting on me. Y'all really just, you know, you've asked a lot of good questions, made a lot of good comments. Sorry I can comment to everybody. Comment again if you really want me to say something, because I needed to let you hear. I see a migration map in your slideshow. What time frame does this cover? Black Americans would migrate down from the millennia early on. Now, that is a good point. To answer your question, I don't know the time frame. I just know this, that it's prophesied in the scriptures that the Most High said he would be upset with his people and he would smite Israel and they would scatter to the four corners of the earth. We know that there's not 200 nations. We know that there's only 7 nations. The Most High don't acknowledge somebody grabbing tanks and guns and going, taking over land, and he don't acknowledge that nation. There's only 70 nations. So we were scattered into all four corners. So we know that there was a migration from Israel into the four corners of the earth. Many of them went down in West Africa and ended up being taken as slaves. I believe most of them went down West Africa and taken as slaves because that's where the boats left and took people from all four corners. And then the boats went to South Africa, and South Africa had another transportation to the India area, and that's how our brothers got to India and China and to the Orient. So I don't know the exact time, and I'm sure as in my studies I might find that, but I just know that it happened. I just know that no other people can put in boats, as Deuteronomy 28:68 says, but so-called African Americans. Anybody else put in boats was nothing more than our brothers and sisters scattered to those 70 nations. Hopefully that answered your question. I wasn't trying to be facetious, but I really don't know the answer. Those of you that are even more of a scholar, and that's your expertise, if you want to drop it on me, I'll be glad to share it. But I'm just saying I anticipate a great exodus from these churches, and I want our people to unite, get together, get these websites up, get this connection going, these social networks. YouTube is yanking Hebrew tapes, Hebrew videos left and right. Facebook is denying people the ability to upload videos. They are harassing us. It's time for some of y'all got the ability to create your own type of YouTube. I dare you to do it. You become the next millionaires because we all coming to your site. If you would just allow us the ability to talk, be freely, like Blog Talk has done so far, because, you know, actually, I look for them today. They're probably going to kick me off because, you know, leprosy is causing some stirs. White people are not happy about me saying that they come, where white skin come from, vitiligo and albinism. Albinos migrating up north through the Caucasus Mountains, coming from Africa, creating the caveman era. The Moors come up, educate them, and then as them educated cavemen became civilized, they become to begin to move out, and the Most High calls them his army, though. That's what blows me away. The Most High calls Europeans his army. His army. Because the planet had turned their back on him, and he used these people as a belt to break down civilization. The scripture says in Joel 2 that nobody is going to escape these folks. And it's more scripture than just Joel 2. There's lots of scripture talking about, behold, he that cometh from the north, a wicked one coming from the north, a wicked nation coming from the north, a whirlwind coming from the north. And if you notice, if you look at a globe, the north part of the globe dominates the south part of the globe. You ever notice that? The north part of the globe dominates the south part of the globe. The north part of the globe is where the wealth is at. The south is where the oppression is at. What did Satan say he would do? He said, Satan himself said he would live in the sides of the north. Oh, that's the Bible. Y'all going to have to get that when I talk about that on Sundays, when I talk about proof of Israel, and when I talk about the leprosy or at 11 o'clock, you got to just do that. If y'all appreciate the things I'm saying, do me a favor and click follow. I want y'all to follow me because I don't want this to be a one-time, meeting. I want us to stay together, people, okay? I don't get no money for this. So this is what you want. You want ministers and preachers and teachers that's not getting paid because they're more apt to give you truth. Once money in the picture, some of us, start acting a little funny. Yes, we need websites done. I'm not saying don't support us like the Fed. But, I mean, some of us can't handle wealth very well. But I can assure you I'm not getting a dime from these blogs. So getting raw truth. Everything I saw in those 24 nations, I'm going to share some stuff with y'all that I promise y'all you're going to be like, oh, my goodness. Don't forget to click on, go to my page, 5_smooth_stones, 5smoothstones. I want you to follow me, but I also want you to click on not just the follow button, but I want you to click on the library and you'll get authors. Some of y'all want PhDs behind folks' names. You feel more comfortable if people have PhDs, or if they have master's degrees, or if they've traveled the world also. Okay, click on these books because these are the types of people whose books I read. I read really everything. But I'm saying anything the Most I bring across my path, I feel like it's him. They cross my path. The Bible says that a righteous man's steps is order of the Lord. So anybody cross my path, I'm a righteous man. That don't mean I live perfect. Righteousness is more of a type of people than it is an action. It's something we're called to do. Those of us that accepted the Messiah, we're righteous. Scripture says Christ is our righteousness. That's what makes us the righteous. Not so much whether or not we, looked at some girl and thought, wow, this girl got a big booty. I mean, I'm going there because people be flipping and think you got to be perfect. I'm not advocating sin. I'm just saying we all of us sin, either conscious or subconscious, but you need that holiness, that blood that Christ shed. You need to believe in it and accept it for your righteousness, and that's what makes you righteous, the righteous, so to speak. Anyway, all I'm saying is, folks, click on that, and you'll see a link to the books I read. Dr. Francis Crest Welton is there. Julian Pukum, who is the authority, the mastermind on melanin. Y'all want to understand what is melanin, that earth that we're supposed to be covered with, that when we lose it, like when we become an albino, and it was we, white people are we. It ain't white people and black people. We're one people, one nation, not one nation. We're one people. We're one species, the human species, many nations, the one, we all are related, for real. It's just some of us have melanin, earth, brown. And Dr. Jewel, J-E-W-E-L, Jewel Pukum, P-O-O-K-R-U-M, is one of the masterminds of our society. She has a nine-part video on YouTube breaking this down. When y'all see the amazing properties that melanin has, you're going to be done. You're going to be done. You're going to understand why we suffer so much as a people. Okay, Piaka, you're talking a lot tonight. I appreciate that. Okay, you said Black America can be very powerful utilizing five books, but they run from it. You're absolutely right. That is absolutely true. So, you know, scripture says, of Israel, here's one of those scriptures. I normally don't do a Bible study on tonight, but here's a scripture that really highlights what you just said. Well, there's a quote that says, if you want to hide something black people, put it in the book. And here's a scripture that talks about that. It says that Israel will be made a byword, a proverb, a shaking of the head among the nations. Israel will be made a byword, a proverb, and that's a proverb, a wise saying. If you want to hide something, black folks put it in the book. And that is our life, my friend. And it says it more than one time that, you know, that prophecy. You want to hide something? Put it in the book. So Israel shall become a byword, a proverb, a shaking of the head among the nations. So anyway, I'm just enjoying talking to y'all. I want to play y'all something. I want y'all to really listen to this song as I'm leaving. This song is going to tell it. His brother says Jah in the song. He says Jah. He means the Most High. And he called his name Jah. In the scripture, that's called the Most High. Jah is just, we know that there was no J. The Hebrew rendering of the word Jah is Yah. So we say Yah. And this Rastafari brother, from my understanding, does not acknowledge Haile Selassie is Jah. He's talking about the creator of the heavens and the earth. I just want to thank everyone for listening. So as you're listening to this featured musical guest, we try to feature a musical guest in the show. It's going to be Elijah and the Revelation. Elijah and the Revelation. This is a powerful group, strong lyric. I just want y'all to enjoy this. But I have enjoyed this every Tuesday night, folks. We're going to do this. We're supposed to have a guest on. And I got a better showing tonight than I probably ever have on Blog Talk. I don't know if y'all feeling sorry for me to my guest no show. But I just appreciate y'all coming because I've never seen this many people listening to me. So that's encouraging. But, folks, let's come together. Israel, Jacob, Yakub, Israelites, we have been resurrected. We're coming on strong. I've been in 24 countries, and I've seen this movement in the deep way. I've been to Dimona. I've seen this movement. I've seen this movement. I've been to Papua New Guinea. Y'all got to hear me talk about Papua New Guinea another time, but these people have been practicing the law for hundreds of years. Anyway, I've seen this movement from a deeper standpoint that the media will never tell y'all. The media is going to not, I don't look for them to talk about this ever. It'll be a giant movement with probably even more media that you'll never see nothing on the news, okay? But I'm telling you it's real. Hebrew Israelite listening to me right now, Israel, Jacob, and whites that agree and that's down with this, all of us, I'm talking to you because the Bible does talk about the stranger among you had rights. The stranger in Israel, and a lot of you whites, you will be considered stranger because most of you don't live out of Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26 as a nation. So you will be considered a stranger. You have rights. We're supposed to treat you in these cases like our brothers and sisters. So I don't understand why white people don't want to get on board because they feel like this is y'all's movement. No, this is your movement because you are a believer. You follow the Most High. You want to obey His laws, okay? Get with the program. We are Israel. Israel has resurrected. You find yourself in life with wealth. Some of you not, for sure. But some of you have. Put your money where your mouth is. Endorse this movement. Fund this movement. Talk about this movement. Push this movement. Get a hold of me. Every Tuesday, we're going to be trying to organize until they throw me off this Blog Talk, which I doubt if they ever do. I'm not going to offend nobody. I'm the most loving show on Blog Talk. I say that. I claim it. So anyway, we got 60 seconds, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. All I'm going to say to you is I love everybody. We have the most important agenda on the planet. Nothing is more important than identifying Israel. It answers lots of questions. It frees up white people's guilt. It helps black people to not have self-hate. So what can I say? Shalom, everybody. Shalom, shalom. Here's Elijah and the Revelations. Roots in a ruthless world.
desire and conviction. Where is the uncompromising vision? Real drum and real bass and real melody. Real songs expressing reality. Dreadful and powerful lyrically. Against all odds. Real drum and real bass and real melody. Naya Bingi chanting mystically. In the hills and the valleys, in the city. Against all odds. For what we try. Whoa, reaching a ruthless world. Jam music at the forward. Reaching a ruthless world. Jam music must forward. Reaching a ruthless world. Jam music at the forward. Reaching a ruthless world. Jam music must forward. Jam music is worth. They can never take away. No, they can.